Joining us on the program, representing the 9th District for many, many, many years in the Senate, Senator Mark Schessler from Ritzville. Good afternoon to you, Senator. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate your time.
Yes, thank you.
Well, thank you for putting up with my delay.
No issue at all, sir. Never is. So you, amongst others in the Senate, had positive things to say about the budget and what transpired and how it came about and the involvement, particularly on the Senate side, that Republicans had.
Let's get fully accurate. I think the capital budget and the transportation budget was a model. The operating budget was good during the Senate process, but Republicans were not in the room for the final part of the budget.
And there were a few things the House in theirs that they wanted to push forward, and the Republicans really didn't have much say in the House end of it, correct?
Right, and there were things that, you know, for example, we'd been working with Franklin County on the ambulance service at Coyote Ridge is just absolutely running those poor volunteers ragged, and the House took that money out. That was one of the little things you say, well, okay, if we're at the table, we need to help our friends in Franklin County. That wasn't there. Some of the bad things, like money to breach the dams, is still in.
Right. Which, you know, they'll get a dam study until they get one, I guess, that tells them what they want to hear, and then they'll stop wasting taxpayer money on it. But
yeah.
What are some of the things, we'll start with a couple positives. What are positives, at least for Eastern Washington, that are coming out of the Capitol and the transportation budget?
Well, in the transportation budget, we see the Connell Interchange being completed, which was part of Connecting Washington. That's very important. We have money for matching money with the feds for bridges across the East Low Canal for expansion of the Odessa groundwater replacement. We see continued work on Highway 26 to WSU. You know, those are positives.
We're talking with Senator Mark Schessler from the 9th District, Ritzville, here on the Bottom Line, News Radio 610 KONA.
You know, Senator, a lot has come out, and we've asked everybody else that we've talked to, kind of segueing here, but the news about the bill that did not pass, the Blake fix, and
right.
from your aspect, are you hearing anything about a potential special session? So far, Inslee, surprisingly, appears to be on this, but what's your
view? The governor has said if they come to agreement,
mm-hmm.
That's a key thing. I think very similar to the sheriff that was on the program yesterday of what we should be doing, and we'd accept some level of compromise, but right now the House would not compromise with the Senate. I don't think there was 25 votes in the Senate to pass it, because the Republicans wanted something more like the original bill or more what the sheriff would like.
As we continue down this road, we know that July 1st is the date that is circled on the calendar as to when the stopgap bill that was passed in 2021 expires. Do you see the same level of confusion that others have spoken to if there's nothing done, there is no special session statewide, there is no statewide law? Do you see the same?
I think that the fentanyl crisis we have will only be compounded.
Yeah. And then,
I think that's just a given.
And there will be no direction from the state as far as for treatment, for prosecution, for any type of penalties whatsoever. It's going to be left to all local jurisdictions to decide.
Right. And, you know, the only good part is the local jurisdictions have better ideas than the Olympia Democrats. Unfortunately, I would agree with the sheriff. You know, a patchwork arrangement is not a good idea.
We're talking with Senator Mark Schessler from the 9th District here on the Bottom Line. Senator, also want to talk to you about the governor, very happily signing the gun bills that were passed in the legislature, which most believe are infringements upon the Second Amendment. Lawsuit was filed not long after the ink was applied to the paper. Are we going to see more bills coming to go after gun ownership? Because if they really want to tackle gun crime, why aren't we seeing bills with increased sentences against those that commit crimes with guns?
Well, for the same reasons that people get out of jail free, don't consider car theft a big deal. The same people that let them out of jail don't want to put them in jail for firearms. And I think the anti-gun lobby has to be fed a little bit of raw meat every year to get to the ultimate goal of confiscation.
But even so, we know criminals don't obey the law. So you're going to confiscate guns, or you're going to make it harder for law-abiding citizens to own a gun. You're setting it up for another Chicago.
Right. That's what the left thinks will eventually solve the problem. We know based on Chicago, New York, L.A., that really isn't the case. But they still cling to that belief.
That you take guns away from law-abiding citizens and criminals will just say, well, gosh, we can't have a gun. What are we going to do?
That's really the thinking they have. But, you know, one of the great conservative thinkers of our time was Charles Krauthammer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And at one point he believed we should get rid of all semi-auto military-style weapons, confiscate them. And later in Charles Krauthammer's career, he said, look, this would require door-to-door, kicking in doors, confiscation, and that time is behind us. Let's move on to better solutions to crime than seizing guns. And he was, at one point in his career, he thought it was the way to go, and he changed his mind before his death.
Senator, we know that the property tax bill, the increase that would go from 1% to 3%, the maximum ceiling, did not pass out of the Senate in this session. There is some speculation that it may come back in January for the next session. There's also speculation that the Washington State Supreme Court ruling regarding the capital gains tax may also embolden Democrats in both chambers to bring more tax increase bills. Are we going to be in for a painful 2024?
Well, if not 24, 25, because, you know, the new entitlements, new programs are all but impossible to get rid of once they're established. And with that rate of growth, we're going to hit the wall the minute revenue slumps just a little. It'll be time to go to the well for one or more of these taxes.
We also know that there has been a task force that was created, or a commission that was created, to look at the feasibility of universal health care in Washington state that would replace Apple Care, would replace, in fact, private insurance in the state. The only thing we would have would be this universal health care. And there's been estimations that it would cost double what the current operating budget is for the state. So double that on top of what we already have. What percentage chance would you give of this being pushed forward in the next session or two by Democrats to get us to be the first state with a universal health care system?
I think that they're committed to incrementalism. It's scare us with a mega nasty bill and chip away at our choice. You know, right now we don't have a lot of choice in our health care. And the more you take away, the more you subsidize it, it's an incremental step to full-blown socialism.
We're talking with Senator Mark Chesler from the 9th District, Ritzville, here on The Bottom Line.
You know, Senator, that's a very astute assessment, I think, that we've seen, because a few sessions ago or earlier in Inslee's career, you know, jumping back to the gun thing, I remember when Democrats had proposed an idea that sheriffs be required to do annual safety inspections of firearms owners in their homes, and as soon as the word of that got out, there was a firestorm. But then we come back a few years later and we start seeing a little gun bill here, a gun bill there, a gun ban here. And so does that appear to be what you know, scare, like you said, scare us with this and then chip away? And do you see that happening maybe with the, not just healthcare, but the real estate and maybe other types of taxes as well?
Well, I will say this. The left is very good at passing bad legislation that kicks in prospectively, and they are very, very good at incrementalism. Mm-hmm. I could cite numerous examples. I think right now the one thing that drives them crazy is the sheriffs of our 38 elected sheriffs don't agree with the far left. And I think that drives them absolutely crazy that these elected sheriffs are saying, we don't want a gun ban. We want to put criminals with weapons behind bars and keep them there. And that just drives them crazy because they are elected.
Mm-hmm. Senator Schessler, seems we have a lot of contradictions when it comes to the majority party. We hear floor speeches in the House and the Senate about people dying, and they want to make their communities safer and prevent death, and so police can't pursue, and we can't have law-abiding citizens be able to go and own a firearm like they can in many other states, and we can't have these other things. But what we don't see is anything. We see decreases in time in prison. We see early releases for violent criminals. How maybe I don't get it. Maybe I'm the one that's missing something here. But how is this continue to be sold in communities, particularly on the west side of the state? Because they continue to go back. And there is no accountability for these policies. Do you see anything changing?
Well, I think that's one area I see hope down the road in 24 and 26. Is that crime is the one issue that could unite moderate, independent voters to say we've had enough. Because when you're not safe, your car isn't safe, enough is enough.
Mm-hmm. Senator Mark Schessler from the 9th District, representing Ritzville. Appreciate your time this afternoon, sir. Yes, anything else you'd like to pass on to our listeners?
No. Great to be back with my friends at home in Eastern Washington.
We'll talk to you again, Senator. Enjoy the beautiful weather out there, and I'm sure we'll talk again very soon.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.